The influential mayor of Jerusalem, Ehud Olmert, has been notified by the Attorney General of Israel that he will be indicted soon on charges of aggravated fraud and falsifying corporate documents. Olmert is a close friend and backer of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The wrongdoing is alleged to have happened during the 1988 election campaign, when Olmert was the treasurer of the Likud party, which since May of this year has been in power. Olmert says he has no intention of resigning his post and will fight the charges. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
According to the draft indictment, Ehud Olmert instructed a fundraiser to solicit campaign contributions for the Likud from businesses. In exchange, he gave them fictitious receipts that the money was spent on advertising. The indictment charges the Likud raised more than $300,000 this way. It breaks the law in two ways. First, campaign contributions from businesses are illegal. Secondly, the companies use the fictitious receipts to take tax deductions. According to the draft indictment, Olmert also did not include this sum on a report he filed with the state controller. According to Israeli law, a cabinet minister is forced to resign once an indictment is issued against him. But because Olmert is an elected official, he will only be forced to resign if he's convicted of a serious crime, including fraud. Neither Olmert nor his spokesman wanted to comment on the draft indictment. Aides close to the mayor said they believe the attorney general is acting from left-wing political motives, and the 8-year-old charges should be dismissed. The mayor's spokesman issued a written statement that Olmert has no intention of resigning, and there is no reason or precedent for him to do so. Olmert, who's close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a powerful Likud figure, is also an Israeli Knesset member. He can't be tried unless his parliamentary immunity is first lifted by a Knesset committee. Michael Partem, the vice chairman of a nonprofit group called the Movement for Quality Government, says Olmert should be forced to give up his parliamentary immunity.
We are very strongly in favor and have been active in rooting out instances of abuse of power and of government corruption. The indictment concerns very serious infractions alleged to have taken place in 1988, which amount basically to an attempt to defraud the government of government monies. And we sincerely hope that Mayor Ehud Olmert, will agree to the removal of his parliamentary immunity and stand trial.
But Partem said he did not think Olmert should resign unless he's convicted. That's a view shared by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, currently in New York. Netanyahu telephoned Olmert and offered his support. The Prime Minister told reporters that at this critical period for what he called the future of Jerusalem, he believes Olmert should remain as mayor. The Olmert affair is not expected to seriously challenge Netanyahu's government, even if the Jerusalem mayor is convicted. First of all, the trial could take years. Secondly, Israelis tend to be relatively indifferent to these kinds of financial scandal. And lastly, Olmert was elected by the people, not appointed by Netanyahu. But the plans for an indictment come at a time when the future of Jerusalem is already on the negotiating table. And some Israeli officials worry it will be difficult for Olmert to fully concentrate on his job if he's worried about a trial. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.